of the fourth parak, and hopefully we'll do also the seventh parak today. The sixth parak. And we'll do also the seventh parak today, B'zvah Hashem. Okay, so let's go. Where are we at? We're speaking about that there's levels, just as there's that when a person does mitzvah, he's moshech to him, tara and shechina and kedusha and holiness. When a person does averas, well, we know what happens. Then the sitra achra and tuma and all these things are nidbak and yonek and draw from him chius, his life. Or give him, take away his life, let's put it that way. Okay, now it's really on where we got up to, I think, the last time. Okay, so it says here, Shazehu Perush Loshan Sitra Achra, Perush, Tzad Acher, the other side, right? May the force be with you.
That's not an advertisement here, okay?
Alright. She'eno Tzad Kedusha, but Tzad Kedusha, Eino Ela Hashra, and the Tzad of Kedusha of holiness, Eino Ela Hashra, Vam Shacha, Mikdushatosh al Kodesh Baruch Hu, from the holiness of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eino Kodesh Baruch Hu Shore, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't dwell, Ela Al Dava Shabatl Etzla, only with a person who nullifies himself to him. That's a very, very important midah, hachna. Hachna is with tefillah, hachna is with Torah. You have to machni yourself to the Tosfos, you have to machni yourself to the Rashi. What's Rashi saying? After what's Rashi saying, after what Tosfos is saying, and then you do Rosh. Then you think about what your head does. Also, you can do the Rosh in the back, right? If you have a good head, you probably come up with what the Rishonim say. Right? Chazanish used to say, you can argue in Rishonim. You can argue in Rishonim. Just an idiot if you do that. Right? You have to know who you're learning. You have to move out of yourself. You have to know who you're learning. Al dava shabbat let loyit brach bein before mamish, whether it's in actuality, k'malachim elyonim, like angels, bein b'koach, whether in potential, k'kol ish Yisrael lamata. That's what a Yehudi is. Yehudi, you know what the word for Yehudi comes from? It comes from Shem, Yehuda. Yehuda comes from the Shem of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. There's an extra Dalet there in Yehuda. Yehuda represents Malchus. Why is that? The Dalet, the purpose of Yud is to train that Dalet to a Hey. Dalet, Hey, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei is when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is expressed in the world. The Dalet is when Kodesh Baruch Hu is not completed. Dala Vaniya. That's what Malchus is. She's Dala Vaniya. She doesn't Leislei Megama Klum. She doesn't have her own anything. That nullification of Malchus, right, it brings on the expression of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what every Yisrael is. The nullification of himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu and the expression of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's why it starts in Shulchan Aruch. He's Malat HaTzadikim, the Malat HaTzadikim is a place at Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of them, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what Yehudi is, that's what it means to be a Jew. When we get this badge in the Holocaust saying Jude or Yehudi, that's a Shevach. That's what we are. With the expression of God's name in the world. That's what we are. Clear? That's what he's saying here. That's Bekoach. Liyot batel mamish legabei Kodesh Baruch Hu mesiris nefesh al kedushas Hashem. Mesiris nefesh al kedushas Hashem means any mitzvah is kedushas Hashem. Any mesiris nefesh we have for any mitzvah is kedushas Hashem. You're learning Torah, you do mesiris nefesh. You're doing a mitzvah, mesiris nefesh. You get up in the morning for shacharis, mesiris nefesh. It's kedushas Hashem. That's a bottle of yourself and your taivas and who you are, klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu by doing the mitzvahs, that brings on you all the nice things, all the hashras hashchina, all the kedusha, the good feeling of being connected. And like we said in the previous weeks, learning Torah is a good, Olam Haba is a good tzach. Learning Torah is a better tzach. We understood that last week. Kodesh Baruch Hu permeates you. Hu ba'atzma, not his hashra. וכן אמרו רזל שאפילו אחד שיושב ועוסק בתורה שכינה שוריה the divine present western even some person is one כי כבי עשר 10 people שכינת שערי לעולם is always there אבל כל מה שאינו בתור לשלוי להתברך anything which isn't nullified כלפי הקדוש ברוך הוא אלא הוא דבר נפרד something separate בפני עצמו in of itself אינו מקבל חיות מקדושתו doesn't receive life from the holiness of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mibchina pnimis hakdusha, from the inner kdusha umahuta, and it's the itatzmuta, the ukvoda. it's mahut, it's itself and the honor ubaatzma in itself ela mibchinat achorayim. It's the other side. That's why it's called the other side. The achorayim kiviyochal v'kodesh baruch hu. If you're speaking to a person, right? Can you imagine if I gave a shiur and I was put my back to you and right? It wouldn't be a very good shiur. You probably will walk out. Achorayim. What is it when the person turns his back to you? What does that show? It shows anger. It shows displeased with you. It shows he's not interested in showing him panim, showing his face to you. Ha'aras panim, like we say, you know? Ha'aras panim, person, you know, pana velecha. So, if you not mevatel yourself, you're mafrid yourself from Kodesh Baruch Hu, the chiyus, the type of influence you're going to get from him is a back. The comparison of a back to a front is a very, very big difference. You can't have a conversation with a person's back. You're not involved with him. He's angry with you. He's not showing himself to you. He's hiding himself from you. Shiyodim mimadrega lemadrega. This achorayim kivyochol of Kodesh Baruch Hu comes from level to level. Ravavot, tens of thousand levels. Bishtal shulut ha'olamot, in coming down from different spiritual worlds. Derech ala ve'ilul ve'tzimtzumim, through different forms of tzimtzumim, contractions. Rabbi many ach nitma'et kol kach ha'or, until the or is so small. V'chiyut miut, and it's just a little bit of life. Acha miut, after little. Ach shiyachol litztamtzem mitlabesh b'chinat galut. This is the b'chinat galus. Galus comes on to a person, and it's an individual thing. We're not only speaking about galus of Klal Yisrael in general, right? That's the matzav we are in. That's a matzav achorayim. We're in the matzav, the whole of Klal Yisrael, we're in galus, but the matzav achorayim. The matzav of Beis HaMikdash is the matzav of panim. So it means all that we see in the world, in theory, is hafrada, is purified from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But not only is there a matzav of galus in the world, there's a matzav of galus in every single individual. You with me? That means, even though you can't reach geula in of yourself because you're in a matzav of galus klape the whole world, with regards to the whole world, but klape yourself even, you can be in a matzav of geula, which is, if you machni yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, as much as you can be given the matzav outside, given what happens outside, right, because that also is going to affect you, or you yourself could deepen your own personal galus if you mafrid yourself from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah? Toch oto davar hanifrad lechiyuto lekiyumo ma'ein leyesh. Right? So he's like separating himself from a person. Shelo yachzor liyot ayin. But you won't become nothing. Ve'efes kibitchila mikodem. You're still getting a little bit of a chiyut. Now that's a big chesed. A person goes and does an avera. He breathes, he eats, he sleeps, and he's holding, he's opening his mouth to speak Lashon Hara. Right? He had a good meal. Nice piece of schnitzel there, right? It's, you know, it's churning in, giving him energy, right? Right? And he's speaking Lashon Hara. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving the ability to speak Lashon Hara. And he's speaking it articulately. He has the brain to speak it in a good way. And a way that people believe him. Right? And he's Motzei Shemra. Where does that chiyut come from? That chiyut comes from Achorayim. That's a minimal chiyut to give a person the ability. That is Bechira. When a person, however, does a mitzvah, that's a Bechina's panim. He gets a Haras panim. That's a complete difference. The Hashra and the influence that happens on a person is completely different. What that does to a person, the life that he gets from that, the tzura that he gets from it, is a completely different world we're talking about. Yeah? ולכן נקרא עולם הזה ומלואו עולם הקליפות. It's called the world of the shell, the sitra achra, and the other side, כביכול וקודש ברוך, the other side, the back, right? ולכן, כל מייסה עולם הזה, קשים ורעים, all the actions of this world are hard and bad, והרשעים גוברים בו, and the bad people are גובר in it, are strong in it. That's this world, the world of the klipa, the world of the back of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, כביכול. Right, but people aren't doing his rotzen. That's the world we live in. Elisha klipa hen nechleket l'shtei madrego. There's two levels in the klipa. Zu lemat mizu. Right, this one below this one. Hamadrega tachtona hi shlosh klipot. The lower level is three levels of this klipa. Hatmeot, impure klipa. Veraot, evil. Legami, completely evil. Ve'ein behem tov klal. There's no good in them at all. V'nikru b'merkava yecheskel. It's called the merkava yecheskel. Ruach sara anan gadol v'chule. That's what it's called. Uman nishpaot nimshachot nefashot kol umat ha'olam kol ovdei glulim, and from there comes the life of all the ovdei avodah zarah, the kiyum gufam, and the establishment of the bodies and the nefashot kol ba'al chayim, and the souls of all the animals, hatmeim, the impure animals, va'asurim ba'achilu, it's also to eat them. The kiyum gufam, kiyum, the chiyut kol machlot asurot, and the kiyum of the guf and all different types of machlot asurot, me'atzomek, all over klai akerim. That means these things, their kiyum comes from these three klipot. Right? Kamo shkar v'etz chayim, v'ken kiyum v'chiyut kol ma'ise dibu v'machshava shel kol shasa lo ta'ase, all the averas, right? V'anfehem come from these three lower levels. That's these three lower levels. That's all the evil in the world, right? Now he says, "Ach nefesh v'chiyunit habahemot sheYisrael, habahamit sheBiYisrael, a nefesh bahamit, our animal soul of Klal Yisrael, yeah? Shemitzad haklipa, even though we're talking about the sad of the klipa, I mean the sad ara, right? The goof, the physicality of a person, the physicality of a yid, hamlubeshet v'dam haadam, which is mitlabesh in the blood of a person." And all the animals, the fish, the birds, the animals, right? And all the domem, with regards to the things which are just our general talking, our chit chat in the world, right? Anything which is not a mitzvah. That comes, there's no tzad of isu. Lo shorish v'lo anaf mishasa mitzvot lo taseh. It doesn't have anything to do with averis, the lo taseh, right? Van fehem doraisa drabonin, doraisa drabonin averis. Rak she'enon l'shem shemayim. It's not done l'shem shemayim. That's still a klipa. So we have three levels of ra. That all what comes from, all the ra comes from the avodah zarah, the behemoth atmeis, the animals which are impure. All the chiyut comes from there. Right, so you can imagine what happens when you eat those things, right? And klai kerem and ola, all the isurim come from those three levels. And above there is a level what's like a parav level, things which aren't done l'shem shemayim. That's the nefesh behemis, behemis tahora, the animals which are taho, right? All these things are on the next level up. Ela rotzon haguf v'cheftzo v'tavato. He's doing what his goof wants. He wants to eat for the fun of it. He wants to sleep. All the taivas, all the desires that he wants. Not for the Shem Shemayim. Afilu hu tzorech guf for kima. Even if it's necessary for his guf, and it's a kima for guf. For chiyuto mamash, and gives him life, even still. Ela shekavanato eino l'shem shemayim. His kavana is not the Shem Shemayim. Now we're going to see what a kavana does to it. And it's actually Shulchan Aruch. We're going to speak about this. Kedei la'avod et Hashem. When he's eating his schnitzel, he's eating because he wants schnitzel. He's not eating because it's giving him koach to learn, like you guys. Right? Or you're going to sleep because you want to get up for shir and be eranid, you want to know shir. That's different. We're talking about something completely different. Lo adifem begufo. Lo adife. It's not better. Ma'ase dibu machshava elu menefesh chiyunit habehemit ba'atzma. That means this action that he does is no better than a tahor behemah, a pure animal, like a cow. It's the life of a cow. A person who lives. He's eating his pizza, he's eating his thing, right? He's not doing affairs, right? He's not doing affairs, not doing mitzvahs, not doing affairs, right? That's an animalistic life. He's a homo sapien. There's a cow which is called, by the way, it's called in Latin, and he's called a homo sapien, right? That's what he is. He's not doing affairs, but he's not doing mitzvahs. V'akol kasher l'kol nishpa v'nimsha v'madrega ha'shenit shebeklipot, right? And all of this is nishpa from the second level in the klipa that we're speaking about, the sitra achra, the other side. Shehi klipa ravid, this is the fourth one. We remember we had three in the lower level. This is the fourth one, and it's called klipat noga. Remember we spoke that the yetzahara, that's the place of the yetzahara, it's klipat noga. The klipa noga means of light, some sort of light. So there's some sort of good. Shiba olam hazeh, v'nikra olam ha'asiyah. This is the world of asiyah. Remember we spoke, Klipat Noga is in the world of asiyah. Remember we spoke that in davening we have four levels, four spiritual worlds. We have asiyah, the world of action. We have yetzirah, the world of form. Right, asiyah is when we do Birkas HaShachar, when the world of action. Right, you guys remember, when you're davening, when we davened Shacharis this morning, went through all these worlds, remember where you were this morning, right? Asiyah, right? Then in Psukhi de Zimra, we were in Yitzira, the world of form. Then in, from Birkas HaShachar, if you're Sfadi, everyone knows this, because it's written in Siddur, right? He's looking, right? In Birkas HaShachar, we're in the world of Bria, of creation. That's the world of Malachim also. Then in Shmona Esrei, Lo Yeguch Hara, we'll be the Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, that's the world of Atzilus. And then after Shmona Esrei, Tachanun V'chule, we go down. We don't stay there, we come back down to the world of Asiyah. Okay, then. Olam Asiyah, Ruba Kukula Ra. The world of Asiyah, majority of it is Ra. That's the way we're in, right? Ra Ma'at Tov, there's a little bit of Tov, good. Mu'ura B'tocho. Shemimenu, from this good of Klipat Noga, the Noga and the Klipa, right? The good in the Ra, about Midot Tovot comes the good Midot, Shebenefesh HaBehemit Shebi Yisrael. The good Midot in the simple Nefesh soul of, analytic soul of Klal Yisrael. Vehi Bechilem Mumutza, this is the middle level, Bein Shlosh Klipot HaTmeot. Right? There's a three klipot tmeot. There's this level we're talking about. Legami bein bechinat umadreidat hakadusha. And then there's the levels of kadusha above it. So it's mamish in between. This is where, in other words, this is where we have our bechira in klipat noga. This is where this is our yetzar tov and our yetzar ra. This is the nekuda where we're fighting. That's, you know, Rav Dessler spoke about nekudat bechira. This is where our nekudat bechira is. Right? You with me? Okay, so it says, Pa'amim shi nichleret b'shlosh klipot atmeir. Sometimes it goes down to the shlosh klipot atmeir. That's when we're doing our various. We'll see what it is. U'pa'amim shi nichleret va'ola b'chinat u'madrega kedusha. It goes to the levels of the kedusha. Dahainu kishe hatov mu'urav ba, when the good is mixed with it, nitbare mehara, it gets taken out, this noga, this klipa, it's taken out the good from the ra, v'gove v'ole, and it comes up, and its ole goes up, b'kedusha gugon, derech marshal. Now he's giving an example. How do we do that? Ha'ochel bisra shmeina. Someone has a nice steak, right? Sounds American, right? A nice steak. Rare-sided, or how do you say? Rare? Medium rare, okay? Or what other name you get for it, right? A medium rare steak. That's a good one?
Yeah.
Medium rare, okay? Are you guys getting hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a medium rare. The tura of an ox. Veshote yayin levusim. He's having a nice kosher, of course. We're talking about kosher. We're talking about nice French. Actually, caramel wine is pretty good, they say. A nice 2001, I don't know, wine, right? Mevusim. That's a good year. I don't know how years, right? Larchiv data lashem. What's he doing this for? He wants to be marachiv his das to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If I have a good steak and a nice good wine, then I really get the shit. Right? V'torato, and it's his terror. Kedama, rova chamra v'recha. Rama used to have chamra with a good, you know, with a good taste. Or bishvil kedei l'kai mitzvahs onig Shabbos. Or he wants to do a yom tov. He wants to eat nice on Shabbos, a good meal on Shabbos. He's doing it to have an owning Shabbos for Yom Tov. As in itbarer chiyu tabasa, it's mevarer the life in this meat and in the wine. Shehaya nishpa meklipat noga. The had it hashpa. It came. Its life force came from klipat noga. Remember, we're talking about where each one's life force came, right? If your life force comes from the other side, or if your life force comes from klipat noga, if it's it's from, or Avodah Zarah, whatever, all the Averas, that comes from the lower three levels. That's where the life source comes. They are Horayim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the back of Yochol. And then there's a middle level, which is Murav, good and Ra, majority Ra. Right? V'ole la'Hashem. And when he eats for that purpose, it's Ole la'Hashem ka'olad ka'korban. That's what we mean, but that our Shulchan is a Mizbeach. If you eat with that kavana, you're makriv Hakorban Lashem. Your makriv an ola. It's ola Lashem. Kachilas korban. Kachilas korban beis hamikdash. Think about what we're talking about here. You have a piece of schnitzel. No. What's enough for me? I was once on my way to Australia. I was sitting down. I was saying, you know, we think about, you know, like, you know, there's lots of halachas and lots of things, but I want to tell you, it makes a big difference. So, like, you know, the religious, you order a meal, right? So, like, I don't know what's kosher, what's not kosher in Australia. So, anyway, the person sitting next to me, like, they're getting the regular meal, and then there, I think it was an omelette with a pancake or something. I don't know. Pancake with an omelette. I've forgotten it now. Or it was something with a sausage. So they're telling me, I don't know what to get. Should I get the omelette with the pancake? Or should I get the sausage with the, I don't know, whatever it was, right? So like I didn't learn the sugya. Didn't learn the sugya, I don't know. So anyway, so they decided they're going to get the omelette with the pancake, right? Good decision, okay. So they ate it. And then after they ate it, said, I should have got the sausage. Okay, all right. Now, okay, that's perfectly normal. I'm sure me being in a similar situation, I have a choice of what to eat. I would do the same thing. Now, my meal comes to me. It's all wrapped up, right? There's the whole instructions. What's the first thing I do? First thing, not because I'm a big tzaddik, because it's a normal yid. I look, says a rapper, what heksher is this? Do I recognize the heksher? Is the heksher kind of eat? So like, that's the first question. My first question is, what heksher is it? I'm not even interested yet if it's tasty or not, because if I was interested in it's tasty and it was not kosher, oh boy, would I have a problem there, right? So okay, first I want to know what heksher it is. That's my first thinking. My first hakir, is it kosher or not? And then after I've decided it's kosher, it's a complete difference in life. I mean, it might be a small thing keeping kashrus. It's a small thing. It's not so hard to keep kashrus. But it changes your whole outlook to food. I mean, if you're eating, you come to yeshiva, you don't have to worry. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? But when you go back to America, right? Yeah, okay, there's lots of stores, but you still have to look. Is it OU, OUD, OU, whatever, okay? Well, you have, if it's, you know, you have to look, think about it. You're looking out. The first thing you're asking is it kosher? You can't just go to a store, you like what you want. Should I get this cake or this thing or that thing? First you have to know if it's kosher. It's a completely different outlook. That changes how you eat. That changes it from to be the three levels of klipa, you're eating it for your taiva, or if you're eating it for a kodesh baruch hu. It's like built into the system. You hear what I'm saying? You have a built-in system. V'ken ha'omen, milta debidichuta. Someone says a joke. Lefaker dato, to like open his mind. Ulesamech libo, to make his heart happy. La'ashem, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, la'torato, v'avodato. Shetzrichim liot l'simcha, a person has to be happy. V'kamo sha'asa rava, l'talmida, that Rava used to do to his students. Sha'omer lefneim, milta debidichuta. He used to sell a little joke. Tchile, in the beginning. Ubadchi rabbonon, the rabbis used to laugh. Right? See? I'm allowed to say a few jokes here and there. Ach, mi shuz bezolele basa, vesobe yain. Someone who's into, let's have a nice steak, and let's go and have a good wine, and let's sit and dine and, how do you say dine and what is it called?
Wine and dine.
Wine and dine, right? Lemalot tavat nafsho, to fill the desires of his goof, v'nafsho habehenis, and his animalistic part, shu b'chinas yisod ha'mayim, that's b'chinas yisod ha'mayim we spoke about before, the tigers, right? Me'arba yisodot ha'raim, from the bad yisodot ha'raim, yeah? Right? Sheba, shemimenu midat ha'tava, from it comes the midah of tiger, of desire. Hine al yedei zeh, through this, yored chiyut habasa v'ayayin, comes the chiyut, the life-giving force of the meat and the wine, should be kirbo, in inside. V'richla lefisha baragomu, and it's including these three levels of the klipa to become ragomu. Right? The same piece of meat depends on how you eat it. Shebishlosh klipot atmeot, v'gufa na'asenem lehem levush umerkava, and his guf becomes a lavush, a garment, merkava, something that dwells in it. For that moment, he became merkava leklipa, merkava lesitra achra. For that moment, ki lefi shahaya basa heta v'yayin kosher lekach yochlim lachzov lalot imu v'shuva l'avodat Hashem. Since it was basa heta v'yayin kosher, right? He can come back to avodat Hashem. He can bring it back. Shazu loshen heta v'muta kloma she'enu kashu v'asu bidei hachitzonim. It's not connected to the chitzonis, to the klipa, to the ra. Shelo yuchal lachzov lalot Hashem. He can't. He's not unable to bring it back to Hashem. Rak shareshimu mama mimenu, the impression that it caused to him, nishar beguf, remains in his body. Valken tzarech haguf lechibut hakever, so that his guf will require chibut hakever. That means he'll feel the pain of death when he dies. He'll feel it because of the taiva that he had. Kama shkarav lekama. Ma she'en came b'machlok asur with eating. Things which are asa or biot asur or improper relations, shem mishlosh klipot hatmeot. Those are from the three lower levels of the klipa. Legamri hem asurim v'kshurim bidei achitzonim. He's tied in with the other side, right? Laolam ve'ein oli misham, and it doesn't come up from there. Ad ki yavo yomam, until comes a day v'yivloa hamavet lanetzach. And then when a person dies, kumo shekatav ve'et ruach. And Ruach Tuma are then removed from the world. Or Achi Ase Tshuva Gdola, until he does a big tshuva, Kol Kach, Shezdonot Nasu Lo Kuzkuyot, his donot become merits, mamash, Shi Tshuva Me'ava, Mi'um Kadaliva, from the depths of his heart, Ba'ava Rabba V'chasheikha V'nefesh Okeika, V'dovka Bo'i Parach, to be Dovak Tokresh Baruch Hu, V'tzama Nafshi La'ashem Ke'eretz Ayef V'tziah Liyot Ki Ad Heine Haitan Nafsho Ba'aret Tziah V'tzamavet. His nefesh was in the Tzad HaKlipa, and now it's coming back to Hashem. He Sitra Achra, that's a Sitra Achra, it's Nitfas there. It's been drawn there. Verachok me'ol pnei Hashem, and it's far from the light of Kriyat Baruch Hu. Zot sama nafsho b'yeta oz v'tzimaon, and this he'll desire his soul with more strength v'tzimaon and desire. Nefashot hatzadikim k'ma'amram, the desire the desire of the souls of tzaddikim, like we said. So what he's saying here, it says that even though chas v'shalom a person ate machlot asurot, the tshuva that he can return, that he can remove that impression on himself, is only to tshuva mi'ava. Then his donor becomes mitzvahs. Otherwise, they still have an effect on him. But tshuva me'ava, Rabba Zu, this big tshuva me'ava, Amru Sidona Nasuk Skuit, his averas may come merits, Hoel Vayadeze, Bala Ava Rabba, because he comes to a tremendous Ava of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zu. Aval tshuva shelo me'ava, tshuva doesn't come with Ava, Af Shehi tshuva nechona, it's a good tshuva, the Hashem Yislach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will erase, Mikomakom, however he says, doesn't come like merits, and doesn't rise from these three lower levels of the klipa, the gamri, ad eight kates until the end, shivulula hamavet lenetzach. There won't be any death in the world, i.e. tchias amesi. That's the one before as well, sorry. Ah, hachiyut shebetipot zera. However, if a person has any issues, you understand what I'm saying? Issues, right? Shiyatsu mimenu levatzara, went out from him for no reason, until they went into these three lower levels of the klipa, right? What's he doing here? Try and understand what he's doing here. He's explaining to you how these things work. There's a various like this, and there's a various like this. Where the thing gets its chiyut from? What happens when you do an avera? What can you do to fix it? How is it fixed, right? This will come up from there with the proper tshuva, with kavana atzuma, kriyat shema sha'al amita. Kriyat shema al amita can fix these things. Kabbalas o malchut shemayim, and the vidui that we do. So you see that, right? Kenoda me'arizal, like the Arizal says. Umerumas begemara, it's also hinted in the Gemara. Kol hakara Kriyat Shema l'mitatoh, anyone who reads Kriyat Shema on his bed at night, ki'ilo oches cheresh l'shtei pifiyot b'yado, as if he hold a sword of two sides in his hand. La'arog gufot hachitzonim, to kill the gufot, like the goof of the chitzonim, i.e. to remove them from him. That's what Kriyat Shema does. It removes them from him and comes back, those nitzotzot, those drops of kedusha back to him. Shenase levush, become levush lechiut shebetipot. Ve'ole achiut meshem, and the tipot comes after the kenode ve'yodechen. Ve'lechen, lo huska avon zera levatara b'terah. It's not mentioned in the Torah as an avon. It's not a low tasa in the Torah. We see in the Torah that it speaks about Er ba'onan, the children of Yehuda, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed them for doing that avera. But it's not said, there's no love in the Torah that says, don't do this. Right, it's not a foolish in the Torah. Bechlal biyud asur, it's not mentioned by the biyud asur. It says that. Va'af shechamu mehen, even though it's more chamu, we have to understand what this means. Even though issue is more chamu than biyud asurot, this is what he's saying. V'gadol avono, and it's a big avera. Bibichinat hagadlut v'ribu haituma v'haklipot shemolid umar b'memod maod. He's giving koach to the klipah. That's what it's bigger. Because it's something which is very holy. It's something which is very kadosh. It's brought down in Sfarim that when a person has relations with his wife and he has a child, so it has, he's giving it a physical goof. When it becomes a physical goof, so it's yored from its, it's like it's hidden, it's madrega, it's hidden its level. But when a person comes out from him these things, there's no levush, there's no physical, so it's pure kadosh which goes into the klipa, and that gives them a lot of koach. So that's why it's worse than any other veira. Behutzat zera levatara. Yotei mi biyad asurot. More than biyad asurot. Now, that doesn't mean, it's better to do that than that. No. If you ask her out, what's better to, what's worse, you shouldn't do any of it, but what's worse? Fala, it's worse to boil nidah chas v'sholom, or boil averis, boil something. That's terrible. We're not talking about that. But in terms of what the effect that it can have in the world, its effect can be greater. The koch that gives the klipa to the other side can be much, much bigger. Rak should be that sort of mosif kov chiyut beklipa tmeya. It gives chiyut to klipa to be yoteh ad she'eno yochol la'alot b'sham. With the surim or be that sort, it's very hard for him to bring it back to him. With zera levatara, it can be brought back through Kriyat Shema at night with tshuva. Em ken yase tshuva me'ava. Then only he can do a tshuva me'ava rabba. Kol kach ad she's donot naseh lo zchuyot. Only with tshuva me'ava. ובזה יובן מה מחזר, איזה מעובד שלא יוכל לתקון, זה שבעל הערבה, someone who has relationship with an ערבה, והוליד ממזה, שאז גם אם יעשה תשובה גדולה, even if he does תשובה גדולה, כל כך, so much, אי אפשר לו לעלות החיות לקדושה, he can't bring that to קדושה, מחה שכבר ירדה, he can't, מחה שכבר ירדה לעולם הזה, it came to be a physical thing in this world, ונתלבשה בגוף בוסף אדם. I, this chius that was מתלבש בקליפות became now a human being. It became part of this world. That's the mamzer. He had a child. So on that achiza now that the klipa has, it became a physical thing in this world, right? And on that he can't do tshuva because it's around, it's there. He can do tshuva on the averos. The averos can be nimchak or even done in Now, I don't know because it says... The Gemara says, you have to understand a bit, because the Gemara says that a mamzer talmid chacham is better than an amarat kohen gadol who's nichnas lifnai velifnim. That means there's a tikkun even to a mamzer. The tikkun kanare is only the Torah. So I don't know, but let's try and understand something more on our level now. Why is the biggest avera, what does that mean? The biggest mitzvah, right? Mitzvah rabba. What's a mitzvah rabba? Pruvu. Ta, be fruitful and multiply. To have children, right? Be fruitful and multiply. The biggest avera is have an issue. Technically speaking, conceptually speaking, what does that mean? Pruvu means the expression of one's essence in a good way to another person and to produce, your wife will produce an expression of you. That's the expression of you. The Kabbalists tell us that all our mitzvahs stem from the mitzvah of Puruvu. Why? Because all of our mitzvahs is the deep expression of ourselves in a creative way. And that's what das is. That's what having das is. To have the ability to express yourself in a creative way. And for good, obviously for good. That's what das is. Das tov. There's also das ra in the world. Yeah? Now, every aveira stems from misuse of a person's potential. If you're expressing yourself lara, that means it's not being expressed properly. It's going larik. It's going even of all averas, in a sense, is your expression going larik, going to nothingness. That's why this avera is such a big avera. It's basically you have potential. It's parav. Just as you have food, right? It's parav. You can eat. You can eat with kedusha or chas v'shalom to put it in. Right? So this is a koach of a person. His essence is his koach. Just as you have your physical essence, you also have your spiritual essence. Your dibul, your speech, is also zera levatala in a sense. Yeah? You have that koach to learn Torah. You can use it for dvarim batalim, to speak nonsense, or for dvarim asurim, even worse. Everything about us is about how we express. The whole of Judaism is that our expression will be the Tzad Kedusha. That we'll have proper expression of all aspects of ourselves. I.e. the Kalinoga, even our Nefesh Behamis. Oh, I'm a spiritual guy. Rava, right? Rava was pretty spiritual, right? Rava, when he learning Torah, he spoke. He didn't feel when his hands were bleeding, right? Rava ate meat. And wine. For what? So you could learn Torah. Don't we say, no, I'm going to starve, I'm going to, you know, right, I'm going to have, rice with impregnated vitamins, and I'm going to live on that food. No, that's not Judaism. It's not Judaism. Eat well, sleep well, do all you're supposed to do well. But what's the reasoning? It's about proper expression. Mishka, that's das, the proper weightedness. How do you weight it? You shouldn't be spending too much time, oh, I'm going to eat too much meat, too much, right? Weight it. Everyone gets married, everyone has children, everyone does all these things, right? You with me? That's normality. That's what Judaism is about. To live in this world and to express every aspect of self in this world. But for Kedusha. And that depends on your machshava. It means the difference between a person lies in his thinking. Now there's a, I'll tell you, it's a Shulchan Aruch, I think it's Simon Kuf Nun Vav in Aruch Chaim. There, it's just a Rabbeinu Yonah. The whole of Shulchan Aruch there is Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah's aseh in the Torah called B'chol Derechecha De'ehu. In all your ways, know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? B'chol derechecha de'ev, know him. And it speaks about when you go to sleep, your sleep is so you have koach to do avodas Hashem. When you eat, you have koach to do avodas Hashem. When all the things that you do, you have cake break. Right? You need to have cake break. You want a little break, it's too much. You know, like 3-4 hours learning straight, a little bit of a break. A little bit of a schmooze is also part of the cake break, right? And you're doing it so when you come back, it's avodas Hashem. You're a little bit happy that, you know, a bit of cake there, a bit of thing, right? Like we said, Rabbi Tesla, you know, when he got up even quicker because of that warm cake that his mum wanted gave him to learn with his father. He got up for the learning. But it helps. Then Rabbeinu Yonah says, you're doing a mitzvah, b'chol derechecha de'ehu. And your whole day turns into knowing the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even the cake you eat, even the schnitzel you eat, even the sleeping you're sleeping, it's like you're learning Torah. It's hofech, the physical to Kedusha. The Kalinoga comes, according to what the Baal HaTanya, comes to the levels of Kedusha. You're transferring it to Kedusha. If you eat it for the sake of the thing itself, it goes into the Klipa. And you have Chibut HaKeva, you have the pain of death. The maggots, right? That's what we spoke about last week, right? You with me? It's such a simple thing. But that's the Yisod. The yisod is, how do you think? Now, it could be the one boy needs to go out every night to get a pizza and a milkshake and an ice cream. He needs it. He needs it in order to be happy in yeshiva. He needs it. He's allowed. Nothing wrong with it. That's also b'chol d'rachei chadei, because it's a need by him. The other boy doesn't need it, he wants to do it because of the fun of it. That's an aveira. That's going down. Each boy on his darga, you have to know where you're holding. And there's nothing wrong for that boy, and for the other boy it will be wrong. You understand? Averas we're not talking about. Averas we know. That's the three levels. That's a low level. That's that you have to do tshuva mi'ava. That's nothing to be done about. And all of you guys are doing tshuva mi'ava. Those things brought you here. You understand what I'm saying? That's what Yiddishkeit's all about. How we think. And each person has to know himself and know what he needs. And if he does according to what he needs, even if he has to have every day pizza and milkshake or the equivalent, right? Fine. It's a kosher milkshake, it's a kosher pizza. No problem, go. He needs it. He has to be on the email or the internet or whatever. He needs it. That's fine. He needs it. That's kedusha. Even the internet can be kedusha. Hey, you heard about that? That's an interesting one, right? Didn't hear that. Even without etrog or remote. Because we have that issue. You understand? It's an outlook in life. And that changes a person's whole attitude. You can do all the things. You can go on holiday to Hawaii. Right? Find a kosher restaurant there, I don't know. Right? But in theory, right? And you can enjoy yourself and relax. And see the sunset and do all these things, right? And travel the world, because you need to do it. It's a mitzvah. It's b'chol d'rachei chadayim. If it's a need, and you're not mevatel, you have avodah from it. You with me? And that's a very important thing for us to go on. Not to feel guilty. Oh, I have to go for pizza. Oh, I have to do... You need it. Go. B'chol d'rachei. It's a mitzvah. What mitzvah is it? You tell them, b'chol d'rachei chadayim. It's a big mitzvah. In all your ways, I will know you're Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you do, you're getting to know him. That's a big thing. Okay?